On March 5, representatives from Hampton Lumber met with the Burns Lake Council to provide an update about the sawmill industry in town. Randy Schillinger, Hampton Lumber CEO, said the company wants to explore new ideas and pathways that would benefit the lumber industry's future. He noted that lumber companies in BC were losing money and having a tough time, which was why sawmills were shutting down. We need to see a pathway for success, he said. He said that there was a market for mass timber products that had yet to be developed. His company was seeking assurance from the community that it would have a supportive future based on this product. Mass timber products refer to solid, load-bearing components used in construction, including columns, beams, and panels. Schillinger said his American division of the company recently invested with Redbuilt to ensure this product has a market. Redbuilt is a company that creates and produces engineered structural wooden products for use in commercial and industrial settings. Ian Gray, Hampton Mill manager, informed council that 11 people were hired at the sawmills in December and January due to tripling shifts. At the end of the presentation, Schillinger added that with changes coming in government policies, climate conditions, and the industry itself, Hampton should come up with a different product, but the company's primary product will always be lumber. Charlie Rensby, Village of Burns Lake councillor, suggested that including the chief forester in these discussions would have a positive impact. Mayor Henry Wiebe said there had been previous discussions on mass timber products, but little was discussed. After the presentation, Mayor Wiebe said that it's in the best interest of this industry to support communities and neighbors for its sustainability, and council will look into it. Editor's note: Hampton is interested in mass timber products and they appreciate the community's interest in developing such capacity locally. However, they currently do not have any specific plans to invest in advanced wood manufacturing in BC at this time. They will be watching to see how these markets develop. In the meantime, they remain committed and focused on their existing lumber mills in the area, and they appreciate and depend on the community's ongoing support for these facilities during the current challenges faced by the BC forest industry.